Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to be tackling something pretty practical and maybe a little intimidating for some folks.
Yeah.
Local SEO, you know, getting your business to actually show up when people search online in your area.
Right.
And we've got this awesome guide.
Yes.
By an Atlanta SEO expert.
Okay.
And honestly, even I'm learning some things I had no idea about. So buckle up.
It's wild how much local SEO can really make or break a business these days.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, in a competitive market.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it, that busy coffee shop down the street that's always packed.
Right.
They probably aren't just lucky.
Right.
They've figured out how to play the SEO game.
They figured it out.
They figured it out, yeah.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed, but this guide breaks it down in a way that makes sense, even for someone like me,
okay,
who's more comfortable with, like, books than algorithm.
Right.
So imagine someone's craving pizza.
Yeah.
They search pizza near me.
Mm-hmm.
Will your business be the one they find?
That's the question.
That's what we're aiming for.
Yeah. And it's interesting that while the platforms have changed a lot since the days of just updating your Yellow Pages listing.
Right.
You know.
Totally.
The core principles of getting found are surprisingly similar.
Like, the media's evolved, but the message still needs to be clear.
Yeah.
And in the right places.
It does.
So step one, according to our guide, is getting your info straight.
Okay.
Which sounds simple, right?
Straightforward enough.
But the expert dives into some real-world examples of how even small inconsistencies can really mess things up.
Exactly. It's like building a house on a shaky foundation.
Oh.
One platform has your address slightly wrong, another has an outdated business name, and the search engines get confused and your ranking takes a hit.
Wow.
It's all about presenting this unified front.
So it's not just having the information out there, but making sure it's the same everywhere?
Exactly.
The guide lists out this whole checklist, business name, address, logo, even the categories you fit into social media links.
Mm-hmm.
It's very thorough. Is there anything people mess up most often in your experience?
You'd be surprised how many businesses forget to update their hours across all platforms.
Oh, really?
Especially after holidays or special events.
Oh, that makes sense.
Or they might have different phone numbers listed on their website versus their Google My Business profile.
Huh.
These little things can really add up.
Wow.
And hurt your visibility.
So we've got our info straight.
Okay.
What's next in this local SEO adventure?
Verification.
Okay.
Think of it like getting your business ID checked at the door of all these online platforms.
Okay.
You need to prove to Google, Yelp, and everyone else that you're the legitimate owner.
I can see why that's important.
Right.
Keeps things trustworthy, right?
It does.
But how does that actually work? Is it super complicated?
Not at all.
Okay.
Our guide highlights three common ways platforms verify you: phone calls, emails, and postcards with a special PIN.
Okay.
Apparently, the phone call option is the quickest and easiest.
Okay.
They basically just give you a code to enter online.
Sounds simple enough. Any traps we should watch out for?
Here's a big one. If your business information has any errors, you probably won't be able to change it until after you're verified.
Oh.
So double, triple check. Everything's accurate before you hit that verify button.
Gotcha. So information's accurate. We're verified.
Okay.
Feels like we're getting somewhere.
We are.
What's the next step in conquering local SEO?
Now it's time to get listed, and not just on the big platforms that everyone knows.
Okay.
We're talking about strategically showcasing your business in all the right corners of the internet.
Our guide specifically mentions Google, plus Yelp, Foursquare, Facebook, even Bing Local and Yahoo Local.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, people still use Bing and Yahoo?
You'd be surprised.
Really?
While those might not be your primary focus, it's still about reinforcing that consistent information across the web.
Okay.
Think of it as creating a web of trust.
Got it.
Plus, Google takes notice if your information is consistent across many platforms.
Okay, so a multi-platform approach is key. But our guide stresses that a Google Plus account is a must for Google Local. Why is that so important?
Well, Google is still the big dog when it comes to search, right?
Right.
A complete and accurate Google Local listing is practically your online storefront.
Okay.
It's often the first impression potential customers get.
Mm-hmm.
And without Google Plus, you're missing out on that prime real estate.
Makes sense. And then there's Yelp. Everyone knows how much those reviews can make or break a restaurant.
Yeah.
But does that apply to other businesses too?
Absolutely. Especially if you're in a service-based industry.
Okay.
People rely heavily on reviews to make decisions.
Right.
This guide even talks about businesses putting up stickers to encourage customers to leave reviews.
Oh, interesting.
But remember, genuine feedback is what matters.
Okay.
Incentivizing reviews with freebies can actually backfire.
Right. Got to keep it authentic.
Yeah.
Speaking of platforms, I haven't used Foursquare in ages. Is that even relevant anymore?
It's not as trendy as it used to be.
Yep.
But Foursquare still has a dedicated user base, and they're often highly engaged with local businesses.
Oh.
What's unique is their mayor feature, where users compete to check in the most at a certain spot.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's a fun way to encourage customers to spread the word about your business.
Yeah, it's almost like gamifying customer loyalty in a way.
Exactly.
And while we're on the topic of platforms, don't forget about Facebook.
Right.
If you don't have a business page already, create one and make sure your address details are consistent with everything else.
Yes.
Facebook's great for building a local community around your brand.
It is.
Okay, so we've covered getting our info straight, verification, and getting listed on all the right platforms. It feels like we've laid a solid foundation for our local SEO domination.
That's a great way to put it. And what's exciting is that even taking these first few steps can have a significant impact.
Really?
It's all about building momentum.
So we've got the foundation. Where do we go from here? Stay tuned for part two, where we'll dive into even more ways to boost your local visibility. Welcome back to our local SEO deep dive. We've laid some serious groundwork, consistent information verification, and getting listed on all those key platforms. Feels like we've built a strong foundation.
Exactly. Now we can start building upon that foundation and really amplify your local visibility.
I'm excited to get into the nitty-gritty. Our guide mentions something called citations.
Okay.
What are those and why are they important?
Think of citations as online shout-outs to your business.
Okay.
Basically, it's any mention of your business name, address, and phone number, the classic NAP, on other websites.
I like it catchy. But why are these online shout-outs so crucial for local SEO?
Well, search engines are smart, but they still rely on these citations to validate and reinforce the information you've provided in your listings.
Okay.
It's like a web of confirmation.
So the more consistent citations we have across the internet, the more search engines trust our business information.
Precisely.
Makes sense.
It's like a chorus of voices, all vouching for your legitimacy.
Right.
Making your business stand out in those local search results.
Our guide also emphasizes the importance of industry-specific directories.
Yes.
So it's not just about being on those big platforms, but also finding those niche directories that cater to our specific field.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine you're a plumber and you're listed on a reputable plumbing directory alongside other trusted businesses in your area.
Okay.
That sends a strong signal to search engines that you're a legitimate player in the plumbing world.
It's like joining a club where everyone knows your name and vouches for your skills. But how do we even find these niche directories? Is it just a matter of Googling best directories for insert industry here?
That's a good starting point, but there are also some really helpful tools out there that can do the heavy lifting for you.
Okay.
Websites like MozLocal or BrightLocal can analyze your online presence and recommend relevant directories based on your industry and location.
Nice.
They can even help you track and manage your citations to ensure consistency.
Okay, so citations and industry-specific directories are all about building that online credibility. What about reviews? We talked about Yelp earlier, but how do we encourage more of those positive reviews to come rolling in?
Reviews are gold. Pure gold. Yeah. They're like digital word-of-mouth marketing.
Right.
Showing potential customers that others have had a great experience with your business,
mm-hmm.
and Google loves them.
Yeah.
They factor heavily into local search rankings.
So how do we get those glowing reviews? Can we just ask nicely?
You can definitely ask, but it's more effective to make it super easy for customers to leave feedback.
Okay.
Provide clear instructions, include links to your review profiles on your website and social media. Maybe even add a little QR code to receipts or invoices that links directly to your review page.
I love the QR code idea. It makes it so easy for people. But what about those inevitable negative reviews? Any tips for handling those gracefully?
Don't panic.
Okay.
Negative reviews happen to the best of us.
Right.
The key is to respond promptly and professionally. Acknowledge the feedback, address any legitimate concerns, and show potential customers that you care.
Okay.
Sometimes a well-handled negative review can actually demonstrate your commitment to customer satisfaction.
Okay, so we've covered citations, industry directories, and reviews. What else can we do to boost our local SEO game? Our guide keeps mentioning content, but I thought we were talking about getting found online, not becoming bloggers or influencers.
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Creating relevant localized content can do wonders for your visibility.
Okay.
Think of it as a way to connect with your local community and showcase your expertise.
Give me an example. How does content translate into better local SEO?
Let's say you're a bakery in Austin.
Okay.
You could write blog posts about the best places to get coffee in your neighborhood.
Okay.
Or create videos showcasing local events you're participating in. You're not just selling pastries.
Right.
You're becoming a resource for all things delicious in Austin.
Ah, so we're weaving ourselves into the local fabric through content. I get it. But how does that actually improve our search rankings?
It's all about those keywords.
Yeah.
When you create content that's relevant to your local area, you naturally use location-based keywords.
Okay.
Instead of just saying best pastries, you'd say best pastries in Austin.
Got it.
Search engines pick up on those location cues and connect your content and your business to searches in your area.
Okay, content and keywords, check. It's starting to feel like all these pieces are fitting together.
Exactly. And here's another important piece of the puzzle, backlinks.
Backlinks.
Think of them as online referrals from other websites to yours.
Okay.
Each backlink is like a vote of confidence, signaling to search engines that your website is valuable and trustworthy.
So how do we get these online referrals? Do we just email every business in town and ask them to link to us?
Not quite. The best backlinks come from genuine relationships and collaborations.
Okay.
Get involved in your local community. Sponsor local events. Partner with complementary businesses. Reach out to local bloggers or influencers who might be interested in featuring your business.
I see it's about becoming a valued member of the local ecosystem and those relationships naturally translating to backlinks. Smart. Yeah,
exactly. Those backlinks are like gold stars on your website, boosting your credibility in the eyes of search engines.
Okay. Citations, reviews, content backlinks.
Hmm.
It feels like we've uncovered a treasure trove of local SEO strategies. Is there anything else we should keep in mind as we navigate this ever-evolving landscape?
One final thought, patience is key.
Okay.
Local SEO isn't a quick fix. It's a long-term investment.
Gotcha.
Be consistent with your efforts, track your progress, and don't expect overnight miracles.
So you need to stay focused, stay engaged, and stay patient. Got it.
Exactly. Building a strong local online presence takes time and effort.
Right.
But the rewards are well worth it. With the right strategies in place, you can watch your business flourish in your local market.
This has been incredibly insightful. We've gone from those basic building blocks to some really clever strategies. And speaking of clever in part three, we're diving into something that's changing the search game. Completely poor. Mobile optimization and voice search. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've covered a ton of ground on local SEO already, but now it's time to tackle something that's changing the search game completely.
Okay.
Mobile optimization and voice search.
Yay.
It's amazing how quickly technology evolves, right?
It really is.
And if we're not keeping up, our businesses might get left behind.
Yeah.
No kidding. It feels like everyone's glued to their smartphones these days.
Mm-hmm.
So how does this mobile takeover impact local SEO specifically?
Think about the last time you used a desktop computer to search for a restaurant or a store nearby.
Honestly, I can't even remember.
Right.
It's all about those quick searches on my phone, especially when I'm on the go.
Exactly. People are using their mobile devices to find what they need right when they need it.
Right, yeah.
So if our websites aren't optimized for mobile, we're missing out on a huge opportunity.
It's like having a storefront with a broken door. No one can get in.
Yeah.
So how do we make sure our websites are mobile friendly? Do we need to hire a fancy web developer?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
There are tons of resources and tools available, even for those of us who aren't tech wizards.
Right.
One key concept is responsive design.
Okay.
That's where your website automatically adjusts to different screen sizes.
So whether someone's on their phone, tablet, or computer, our website will look good and function smoothly.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. Google actually penalizes sites that aren't mobile friendly in their search rankings.
Wow. So mobile optimization isn't just a nice to have.
It's not.
It's a must have.
It's essential.
And it's not just about websites either.
Yeah.
Think about your online listings.
Yes.
Make sure those are mobile friendly too.
Exactly.
So clear fonts, concise information, easy to tap buttons, all those things that make browsing on a small screen less of a headache.
You got it. And remember those local keywords we talked about?
Yeah.
People often use location-based terms when searching on their phones.
Right.
They're looking for something nearby.
Right. Coffee shops near me, best tacos downtown, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Make sure your listings and website content are optimized for those on-the-go local searches.
Got it. Okay, so mobile check. Now, what about voice search? I feel like everyone's talking to their devices these days. Is that just a trend, or is it something we need to be thinking about for local SEO?
Voice search is definitely here to stay.
Okay.
And it's changing the way people search, especially for local businesses. It's all about that conversational, on-the-go experience.
So What's different about voice search compared to typing in a search query?
Think about how you talk versus how you type.
Okay.
When we use voice search, we're more conversational, often asking questions like, "Hey Siri, find me a good Italian restaurant nearby."
Right. It's more natural than typing Italian restaurants near me. Right. So how do we optimize for these conversational searches? Is it all about keywords again?
Keywords are still important.
Okay.
But with voice search, we need to think about long-tail keywords. Those more specific multi-word phrases that reflect how people actually speak.
So instead of targeting just pizza, we'd think about phrases like best pizza delivery downtown or pizza open late near me.
Exactly. Anticipate those questions your ideal customer might ask and make sure your website content provides clear, concise answers.
It's almost like we're having a conversation with our potential customers through our online presence.
That's a great way to put it. The more conversational and helpful we can be, the more likely we are to attract those voice searchers.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into local SEO.
We have.
From the basics of consistent information and verification to these really clever strategies for mobile and voice search, it's been an amazing journey.
It's been a pleasure diving into this with you. And remember, local SEO is an ongoing process. The key is to stay curious, keep learning, and adapt to those ever-changing trends.
Couldn't agree more. Big thanks to our expert for guiding us through this local SEO maze. And for our listeners, we hope you feel empowered to take action and boost your online visibility. After all, local SEO is all about connecting with those potential customers right in your neighborhood. See you next time for another knowledge-packed deep dive.